They covered 6 miles at the end of Baum's first day of travel, and finally they could see a settlement across the river.
The corps had the delight of seeing the first church since Canada, which lay on the opposite side of the Hudson River. Near the church was a large manor with many respectable buildings which belonged to General Schuyler. The parish is called Saratoga.
Schuyler was an American general that had a home in Albany, and his farm is what is now called Schuylerville.
We kept the Hudson River on our right and moved into a camp across from the church next to two beautiful houses. Some of the corn had been harvested and stored in the houses. Some was overripe and being crushed.
Sounds like seeing a church for Wasmus was like seeing civilization.
Yeah, these were Germans, and religion was a big part of their life. I guess they felt lucky to find shelter, right? Because they were without tents, so that they could move fast. And it was really rainy that summer.
Rainy, hot, and humid.
They had also started drawing the flax, but had run off. Their enmity against the King of England and the fear of the Germans had driven them away. The cattle returned to the house in the evening, but they were treated in an overly aggressive manner by us strange, hungry guests.
Aww, they ate them.
Did you catch the comment Vosmus made about the locals being afraid of the Germans?
Well, they're part of the British Army, isn't that why?
There's a little more to know. The colonists referred to all the soldiers from German lands as Hessians, even though only some of them came from that region. And they considered them strange. And dangerous. A kind of popular stereotype. The colonists were really intimidated by the German foreigners. In any event, as the locals flee, Baum and his men raid their farms and eat their fill.
The gardens are full of fruit, especially potatoes, from which one can conclude that we are enjoying ourselves very much.